there was a wonderfully, gorgeously posh girl. For the sake of this recording, we call her Linda. And then there was my colleague, John. Linda dressed immaculately. She had beautiful little mini skirts, gorgeous legs, high heels. Her hair was coiffured. And she had a big tin box on her desk, which was full of makeup and a mirror. And so, anytime she knew that somebody was coming to the office, this tin box would get opened and the mirror was there. And off she was, plastering her face, doing all this. It was hysterical. John and myself used to just kill ourselves laughing. But my boss, and possibly a lot of the men there, thought she was the most divine woman ever. Now, at that time, well, I still am a bit out there, I used to wear the craziest clothes ever. It was New Romantics. It was the 80s. My boss used to say, why can't you be more like Linda? She's beautiful. Look at those gorgeous legs. Look at you wearing your wild and weird clothes in your orange boiler suits. And and he used to say, because I don't want to be like that. I want to wear shoes that I feel comfortable in, and I like what I wear. Well, you don't look feminine. And when I asked for a wage rise once, he said, this to you should be pin money. You should be married with children. I said, well, I don't want to get married and have children. I just want to be myself. I'm only in my early 20s. No, you should learn to be more ladylike. Oh, it's misogyny was just absolutely horrendous, and it got worse. And the more he hit at me, the more that I got really, really angry with him.